Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your children the iPad, and take a break. Because this episode, Shannon and I are taking a break. Woohoo! We're going to play a little game together. We're going to have a little fun. We don't have any advice, hints, topics, tricks, or tips for you today. Today is just about us having a fun Friday, and we're going to play a little game of Would You Rather.
We forgot to finish the intro, though.
Well, I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom.
I didn't really want to be a mom today, Shannon, so
I feel
I didn't announce myself.
My bad. She wants to be a musician, a rapper at that.
Okay.
So are you going to, you ask the first one?
I'm going to ask the first one. Shannon, would you rather watch a 24-hour nonstop Peppa Pig marathon or sing the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song 1,000 times in a row?
I think it would have to be SpongeBob.
Really? I'm going Peppa Pig.
Really?
Oof. Well, SpongeBob, I don't know. I'm in a sitting mood.
Who lives in a pineapple under the tree?
SpongeBob SquarePants. All right, what you got for me, Shannon?
All right, would you rather coach your child's basketball team or be on your kid's basketball team?
Well, I'm scared that my kids might suck at basketball, so I don't want them on my team, so I'm going to coach them.
Well, I would rather play with them because of the fact I can block their shots.
True. We're taller than them, so
yep.
Very true. We get to be the dominant ones. Okay. Would you rather accidentally break a priceless artifact at a museum and let your kids take the blame, or have your kid break the priceless artifact and you take the blame?
Oh, I'm blaming it on the kid.
Didn't mean to.
Sorry. Bad.
Have you taken any of your boys to a museum where they could do something like that?
I've taken them to museums. Luckily, they haven't broken anything.
Yeah.
Or at least not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Your high schooler. Would you rather vote your high schooler to be the most likely to rob a bank or most likely to drop out of college?
Interesting. So we used to call Colton Neil Caffrey from the show. What is it? White Collar?
Okay.
White Collar.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. I used to watch the crime show.
Yeah. It was one of our favorite shows because he used to break into everything. Like, I'm not kidding. He would get into, like, medicine bottles that, you know, are made for kid-proof. And I'm like, all right, Neil Caffrey, what is going on here?
That's awesome.
What are you doing?
So how old?
He probably is most likely to rob a bank.
Well, can you remember me when you have all that money?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thanks.
Sure will.
Mm-hmm. Mine's probably going to be most likely to drop out of college. One, because my kids are way too loud, so they would get caught if they were even trying to rob a bank. And two, every day we change our mind as to what we want to do or be. I mean, now Gabriel, he is set on paleontologist, but mm-hmm. Grayson, we're just trying to get through elementary school.
All right. Let's see. Would you rather eat 5 jars of baby food spaghetti or give your toddler a shot of espresso?
Give my toddler a shot of espresso.
I would probably go baby food spaghetti. I can't imagine Colton on espresso.
That's true.
And, I mean, how bad is baby food spaghetti anyways?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
I mean, if it was like baby food peas...
Yeah.
I don't like peas in general, so I'm certainly not going to like
baby food
peas. Yeah.
It's amazing, like, the baby food stuff.
We're going to enter that stage here shortly.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
I know.
Do you need one of those things? I don't – oh, maybe giving it away. I thought I was going to be all natural and get the baby, like –
the food processor.
Food processor,
thing?
Yeah. Well, I opened the box. That was about it. And there it stood. Uh-huh. It might still be in the garage.
I don't remember Colton going through that phase. Like, it was very short, I feel like. Like, he transitioned from the bottle to Cheerios pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember doing
the baby food stuff for
a long period of time.
6 months and then...
Yeah.
To a year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, our pediatrician is already recommending the rice cereal.
Oh, yes. We did that in the bottles at like a month because they were so hungry.
Yeah.
And well worth it because it at least made him sleep for a little bit longer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, would you rather clean all the bathrooms in your house with one single paper towel or hand wash a pile of laundry with no soap?
Oh, definitely hand wash a pile of laundry with no soap. Do you know how much pee is around our house? There is so much
Well,
pee.
I'm laughing because hand wash a pile of laundry with no soap, they're going to stink still.
My
right?
kids stink anyways. So
that's true. We have boys. That's true. That is true.
Maybe I get to hang them outside and some fresh air will blow through and get some of the stink out. But
you know, but it also doesn't say what type of paper towel.
True.
Because it could be a really thick paper towel.
That's true. Still.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And am I allowed to wear rubber gloves? Because.
Nope. It doesn't have that on there. Nope. Bare hands. So I think we're doing the hand washing the pile of laundry with no soap
mm-hmm.
and hoping yeah. that it's a pretty day out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What else we got? Would you rather read a 500-page book about how to be a good parent or write a 500-page book about all of your parenting mistakes?
I hate writing.
Really? So you're going to read one about how to be a good parent?
I mean, I guess I can skim through it.
Yeah, that's true.
Does it have cliff notes?
The 500-page book, I'm probably going to write it about my mistakes because I feel like we're talking about it on the podcast already.
That's true.
So maybe it can just be a transcribe.
Auto-cat.
Yes, exactly.
That would be awesome. All right. Would you rather share your bed with all of your kids for a year or have to do all of their homework for a year?
I mean, I already share my kids' bed with my kids, so we're going to go with that.
Well,
although I'm a nerd, Shannon, and I really like homework, so I'm probably going to help my kids with my homework, too.
I'll tell you, second grade homework is kind of hard.
I mean, it's new math, right?
Like, oh, yes. There's so many different things, and we're learning about, like, counting coins and stuff, and so, and telling time.
Mm.
And I am obsessed with time, but I forget sometimes because I'll just look down at my watched and was like, oh, yeah, there goes the time. But, you know, paying attention to the clock and making sure you know which hand is which. But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say do their homework for a year.
Yeah.
I like my bed to myself.
If I had my choice, for sure,
yeah.
bed to myself. Yeah.
That's why we got a king-size bed. Barrett has his side. I have my side. And then Max, like, spread out in the middle, the six-pound dog.
Okay, speaking of kids sleeping in your bed, would you rather have your kid pee in your bed or you pee in your kid's bed?
Me pee in their bed? I mean, it's their bed. Oh, well. Let's hope there's a mattress cover.
Yeah. Having been an experience of the kid peeing in your bed recently.
Oh, no.
It's the worst.
Did you, like, wake up and, like, feel
mm-hmm.
it?
The other night we woke up, and it was a night that Colton decided that he was going to cling to me. And I swear the whole back of my shirt was soaked from his pee. Colton, I'm so sorry. You're going to listen to this podcast one day, and you're going to be so embarrassed.
I apologize. We should save this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
poor little guy.
Poor guy. Does he – wait, he's potty trained now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Does
yeah.
he wear a pull-up to bed?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, you go, girl. Man,
no.
Gabriel was having to wear one until he was almost five because he would not get up to go to the bathroom. All right. Would you rather feed your family only raw carrots or Big Macs for every meal?
I guess raw carrots?
Yeah. I don't think
I would feel so guilty giving our family Big Macs for every meal.
I'm already thinking the fact, like, I don't want to have to go buy even more clothes.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The little bunny rabbit family.
You'll be ready for Easter.
all right. Speaking of food, would you rather feed your family cat food tacos or dog food chili for dinner?
Cat food tacos. I just got dog food chili. I wonder.
I would go dog food chili because
yeah.
at least it's mixed in
yeah.
and like maybe you can get away with
Pour
it.
Or some sour cream and
yeah,
cheese.
Some cheese on top.
Yeah.
I mean, tacos, it's just right there.
Yeah.
Just right there.
Yeah.
And the smell of cat food.
Oh. Was it Fancy Nest or
yeah.
Fest or something?
Blech.
I'm talking to the person who has the cat.
Ugh, I can't stand it.
She Blech. Almost said she hates the cat. All right. Would you hire a super strict nanny or a family chef who has no taste buds? I mean, that would be awesome just to be able to hire, like, help like
either,
that.
Either or. I don't care. Yeah. Give me the help.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Right?
I mean, it's probably a super strict nanny because then you're off the hook for disciplining them, right?
That's true. I don't know. It would be nice to have a chef, though. I mean, granted, no taste buds. I mean, salt and pepper.
Yeah,
true. Ranch.
Mm-hmm. Ranch.
Ranch makes everything better.
Oh, Shannon, I had some real good ranch.
Ooh, where at? Week.
We were at, in Kiowa.
Uh-huh.
It was delicious. It was so good. I thought of you the whole time I was eating it.
Oh, man. You didn't bring me any?
I didn't. It wouldn't have saved.
Oh, that's true.
Nope. Nope. All right. Would you rather give birth alone in the woods or give birth on stage in front of an audience of 1,000 strangers?
Well, I mean, when you're giving birth, at least with when I had the C-section, but you probably are the same way. It's everybody and their mother seems like they're in the room.
Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of just like
birth
get this thing
stage,
out.
Right. Even if as long as I'm on stage and those people know what they're getting into, like.
I mean, as long as your water doesn't break on any of out here or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. Yeah. Okay. All right. Would you rather have a baby who poops 10 times a day or a teenager who refuses to bathe?
A baby that poops 10 times a day? Because at least it's catching,
right?
Catching it.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you, teenagers, they stink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew.
Mm-mm. Would you rather have a child who is a genius or a child who's extremely well-behaved?
I'm going to say well-behaved.
Same here. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Most certainly.
All right. Would you rather fall asleep on the beach for 3 hours and get severely sunburnt, or your child actually set the school on fire?
No, that's pretty funny. Probably accidentally set the school on fire. Because if it's an accident, it's an accident.
Right?
Like, there's not a whole lot you can do about that.
So I have to say, so my dad, when he was in high school, so that was forever ago, and him and his best friend, they accidentally set their school's football field on fire.
How?
I don't know. He didn't tell me the whole story, and unfortunately he passed away about 12 years ago. But they were, I guess, legendary after that.
That makes me think of a story. We, in middle school, we had to take a home ec class in middle school, like all the middle schoolers did, and one of the projects was to plan a Thanksgiving dinner, and like each group was in charge of something else, and one of the groups made sugar cookies, but they made them with sour cream. Well, the sour cream had gone bad, and they gave the entire school food poisoning. Like, our entire grade food poisoning from the sugar cookies.
Oh.
I still can't look at a sugar cookie the same. I'm like, oh, no, thank you.
Note to self.
Yeah.
Do not bring sugar cookies. Like,
first of all, who makes sugar cookies with sour cream?
That's gross.
Yeah, weird.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Would you rather be able to know your child is lying or hear all of their thoughts?
I would love to know what they're thinking, because I swear they're in deep thought, like staring at the wall at times.
Yeah, but when they're a teenager,
yeah, never
do
mind.
You
no,
want to know
I
what's
don't.
Going through their head?
No, I don't. No. Amen. Nope. Nope. Nope.
So I think when they're younger, you probably want the thoughts in their head.
Yeah.
And you don't really care, because you can tell when they're lying when they're little.
Yeah.
And then switch it when they're a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, guys, I promise you, like my mom always said, parents know.
Mm-hmm.
They really do, or they're going to find out
either way. Yeah, they're going to find out. Especially the two of us.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to find out.
Yeah, because we've probably done that.
Right.
And
plus, you especially know everyone.
Yeah, my kids are screwed.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, would you rather have all of your children be a vampire or be zombies?
Oh, a vampire for sure.
Vampire?
Mm-hmm.
So my kids love the movie Zombies from Disney, so they would probably absolutely love being a zombie.
Okay.
I mean, be green and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always say that, like, in zombie movies and things,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm like, I wouldn't survive. I wouldn't want to survive. Like,
mm-mm.
Go ahead and just take me out.
Yeah.
Take me out. Make me a zombie. I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to live like that.
No.
It's okay.
But, you know, I will tell you, some of my favorite colors is black, red, and white. And the vampires, it seems like they're always in those colors.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, I have a good one.
Okay.
Would you rather your kid take your diary to show and tell or your collection of 50 Shades books to church?
Well, I don't have a diary, but...
I don't have a diary either.
But I don't think the 50 Shades of Grey, like, but you know.
It's so popular it's now so that, popular. Like, would it even phase anybody that.
They probably, some people probably be like, oh, 50 Shades of Grey, is
oh,
that
I
like.
I read that.
Or is that just different personalities?
True.
You know,
true.
Like, if they didn't actually go into the book and read it.
Yeah. Okay, that one, that wasn't a good one. I'm sorry. I thought
oh,
it was.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
All right.
Go ahead.
Would you rather have a tree that grows $5 bills only in the spring or a tree that grows fully cooked gourmet meals year round?
Fully cooked gourmet meals year round.
Amen.
Especially if they could take the calories out.
Yeah.
That's what. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't say as to how many $5 bills like a day.
Right.
And who, I mean, spring, if we're talking Myrtle Beach, we don't have a long spring.
Right.
We
yeah.
We go straight
exactly.
into summer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Do you want one more?
Yeah. Let's do one last one. You got,
okay.
You got a good one?
Let's hear.
This
is a good one.
Okay.
Would you rather your child grow up to never make more than $30,000 a year or your child become rich and famous for doing something that horribly embarrasses you?
Aw. I'm going to go $30,000 a year, and then they can just marry rich after that.
There you go.
Doesn't say how much their spouse is going to make.
No, it doesn't. It takes a lot to embarrass me, though.
True. True.
Mm.
Yeah, but like...
But being rich and famous, like... If, I don't, you know, I'd be infamous, but famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you wouldn't want your child to be rich and famous.
For the wrong reason.
Because they were the catch me outside girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 30,000.
Or, like, they did something on Jerry Springer or something like that that made them famous.
Jerry. No.
Right? Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Thanks for having fun with us today, guys.
Yes, that was fun. I will say, like, it's always nice to...
I needed a good laugh
right?
and a good chat with friends. Isn't
exactly.
that what this podcast is all about?
Amen. And I loved hearing you rap.
Thank you.
You're missing your calling.
Well, duh. yep.
Yep.
Just call me, let's see.
Something
Jenny
jet.
From the block, but...
Not? No,
that's already taken, right?
Yeah.
Jenny from the neighborhood?
Mm.
No, not so
no.
much. All right.
No. We'll have to come up with something later.
We'll have to come up with a better,
yeah.
better rapper name.
Mm-hmm. Well, if any of you have some questions, suggestions, or feedback, email us at MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. We definitely would love to hear from you and let us know if you laughed along with us.
Yes, please do. And follow us on our social medias. At Myrtle Moms with Margs on both Facebook and Instagram. We want to hear what you have to say. And if you have any good would you rathers,
yeah.
Maybe we'll read them on the air next episode if people are sending them in to us.
Yes.
And also, please give us a 5-star rating on our show and leave us a little comment. You know, I think Shannon and I are experiencing a little winter depression right now. So give us some motivation
yes.
to be positive and make it through the rest of the winter. We're
yay.
Almost to summertime. Come
almost
on, guys,
there.
Please. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.